Thanks, Jemima. You got the short straw, the one with Quirinius in it, but you absolutely nailed that one. So we've seen how rich this child was, and yet we read that he who was rich became poor. So the second question is, how poor did he become? Well, for a start, the one who is God humbled himself and became man. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And whilst he is still God, he empties himself of all of his rights and all of his privileges and lays aside his glory, and he's born through the Virgin Mary as a helpless baby. That by itself is a stunning step to have taken, to have left heaven and the palace and come down into this world. But surely when the Son of God, when the King of Kings was going to be born into this world, he's going to get the VIP treatment, isn't he? The Heavenly Father will ensure that the best private clinic in Jerusalem is booked for him. The wise men clearly thought so when they came looking for the King of the Jews, a person that they'd realized was so important that they had traveled hundreds and hundreds of miles in order to come and worship him. They went straight to Jerusalem, the capital city. And they went straight to the palace, to Herod's palace. You can picture them, can't you? Hammering on the door. Maybe Herod coming to the door, perhaps in his pajamas with the crowns on them. Say, what do you want? And they say, well, we've come looking for the king who's been born. The King of the Jews, you know. And he doesn't know. The king hasn't been born in a palace. The shepherds have already found him. The Saviour, who is the Lord, wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger because there was no room in the inn. It's shocking. And yet it's probably so fitting that when our God came to us, he identified with those who were the outcasts, for those who were the excluded. And the stable and the manger might have become cute and cosy in our thinking, with a couple of oxen and donkey looking over Mary's shoulder and smiling benevolently at the child. But it's actually a picture of humiliation, of abject poverty. This is not a great start for a child. Back at Christmas 1981, we had a wonderful cold Christmas. It actually snowed that year. We did used to have white Christmases sometimes. And the Queen, she was visiting her son, Prince Charles, at Highgrove House in Gloucestershire, not far from where I was living at the time. And the Queen was out delivering presents in her Range Rover. And the snow was getting heavier. And eventually, in the village of Old Sodbury, the Range Rover got stuck. It wasn't Jaguar Land Rover's finest hour. I suppose at least it didn't catch fire, which has been the experience of some people here with their Range Rovers. But it broke down. And her security officer, who was driving her, hammered on the door of the Cross Hands pub in Old Sodbury. And he said, we've got a rather important person who needs a bed for the night. Can you imagine the owner of the Cross Hands pub realizing that this is the Queen, looking down at his bookings list, say, well, sorry, full. There's a potting shed at the bottom of the garden. We can put a sun lounger in there for her if you want. He's not going to do that, is he? He's going to clear the presidential suite. Actually, Old Sodbury doesn't have a presidential suite. But he's going to make sure she gets the best treatment possible. And yet when Jesus came, that's what we did to him. There's an old carol that says, yet see what different thoughts arise in ours and angels' hearts. To hail his birth, they left the skies. We lodged him with the beasts. But I think that's what he would have wanted, because he'd made himself poor. Soon, the family would become refugees. As an enraged Herod sought to kill him, they would have known what it was like to flee the country with next to nothing, just what they could carry. He knew what it was to be an immigrant in Egypt, probably with all the prejudices against him. When they were able to return to Israel, it was to the poorest, most deprived region of Nazareth that they moved. And as Jesus began his ministry, he became homeless. Foxes have holes, he says, and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And if you'd asked him what his job was, well, he could have probably said, I've come to be the servant. Or the Greek word is actually the slave of everyone. I haven't come to be served, but to serve. And then at the end, this glorious Son takes the lowest, loneliest, most abandoned, most forsaken place in the universe on a cursed cross where, unjustly accused and terribly treated, the one who had everything has now given up everything, even his own life. How poor did he become? He became the poorest person in all history. The next question we're going to have to ask is why?